So today is a special day. First we will recite Bhagavatam. Then today is also Sri Krishna Vasantaras and Balaram Rasayatra. And also Shyamananda Prabhu's appearance day and Bansi Badam Thakur's appearance day. So we'll just short Bhagavatam class, then we'll discuss all these things. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasayakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Janabhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnam Hamscha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tan Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitansya Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desa Tarine Nama Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratisei Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripasindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 10th Canto Chapter 7 The Killing of the Demon Trinavarta, text 32. Kim nas tapas chinnam adhokhyaja archanam purtesta daptam uta bhuta Suhidam Yat Samparetaha Punar Eva Balako Distya Sobandhun Pranayan Upasthitaha Word meaning Kim What kind of Naha, by us, tapaha, austerity, chirnam, has been done for a very long time, adhokhyaja, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, archanam, worshipping. Purtaha, constructing public roads. Ishta, activities for public benefit. Daptam, giving charity. Uta, or else. Bhuta sahidam, because of love for the general public. Yat, by the result of which. Samparetaha, even though the child was practically lost in death. Punaha eva, even again because of pious activities. Balakaha, the child. Distya, by fortune. So bandhun, all his relatives. Pranayan, to please. Upasthitaha, is present here. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Nanda Maharaj and the others said, we must previously have performed austerities for a very long time, worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, perform pious activities for public life, constructing public road and wells, and also giving charity as a result of which this boy, although faced with death, has returned to give happiness to his relatives. Purport. Nanda Maharaj confirmed that by pious activities one can become a sadhu, so that one will be happy at home and one's children will be protected. In Shastra, there are many injunctions for karmis and jnanis, specially for karmis, by which they can become pious and happy, even in the material life. According to Vedic civilization, one should perform activities for the benefit of the public, such as constructing public roads, planting trees on both sides of the road, so that people can walk on the shed, and constructing public well so that everyone can take water without difficulty. One should perform austerity to control one's desires, and one must simultaneously worship of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus one becomes pious, and as a result one is happy even in material conditions of life. Hare Krishna. So as a today is also Shyamananda Prabhu's appearance, Bansivadan Thakur's appearance, Sri Krishna Basantaras and Balaram's Rasa Yatra also. So I will give very brief description of this verse, then we'll discuss all these things. So Nanda Maharaj, this statement is made by Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj and others, other Vajavasis also, they said, because when this Krishna was saved from the hands of Trinavarta, who is the representative as personified false pride. So when he saved from him, then what was the feelings of the Vajavasis and specifically Nanda Maharaj? That they are thinking that we must previously perform austerities for the very long time, worship the Supreme Personality, because they did not consider Krishna as the God. They are thinking Krishna is simply their child. And Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they never thought Krishna is God. Other people's they think. Many incidents we see, even when this is a Trunavarta's, he killed Trunavarta, but when he also lifted Govardhan Hill, and after Govardhan Lila finished, then the Brajavasis, they come to Nanda Maharaj. Told, now we have doubt whether this Krishna is your son. Is one way we saw you and your wife, Jasoda, you are in fair complex, but this boy is blackish. And we have doubt how it is, he is your son. And we saw, everyone saw that he lifted such a huge mountain. And Gargamuni told, he forecasted that, he told that Narayana Sama, he is equal to Narayana. He is definitely God, or at least maybe some powerful demigod, or he is God. Narayana Sama, he has equal powers with Narayana. We don't think he is your son. Tell us the truth. Where did you get him, or how he find him? But Nanda Maharaj tried to convince him, and they tried to convince the Brajavasis. He told, we know what type of God he is. Every day he speaks hundreds of lies. And for a little makhan, for butter, the gopis, they ask him, dance. Oh, Kanhaiya, please dance, just showing a ball of the butter, and told, if you will dance, then you will give this prize. And for the pleasure of the gopis, Krishna dance. Jasoda told, what you are telling. You have not seen that Krishna was not only lifting the Govardhan. The other Nanda Baba, other Upananda, and other elderly, all the Gopabalaks also, they are also putting their stick there. How can this little boy alone can lift the Govardhan Hill? So in this way, we see the Brajavasis, and specifically Nanda and Jasoda, they never consider Krishna as a God. Even now also, in Brajavasis, they have feeling like this. They think Krishna as one of themselves, one among the Brajavasis. So, that's why Nanda Maharaj thinking how this Krishna escaped, this small baby escaped from the hand of Trunavarta. So thinking that we must previously apart from austerities for very long time, maybe we have apart from some austerities, or worship the Supreme Personality of God, and they are thinking Supreme Personality of God is Narayan. Maybe we apart from some other pious activities, public life, constructing public roads, wells, giving charity. In this way their thought is in that, because in Bhagavad Gita also he told in 7th chapter, I think 8th verse, yesam antagatam papam jai sri gaurnitai ki jai, Krishna balaram ki jai radha samsa, yesam antagatam papam jananang punya karmanam te dvanda moho nirmukta bhajate mam drudhavrata. Krishna is telling, by jesam antagatam papam, by the sinful activity, specifically the desire, the intention to perform the sinful activities, all this, they can be vanquished from our heart, all these things. He is telling the jananang punya karmanam, tesam antagatak papam jananang punya karmanam, by pious activities. But punya karmas are in three different categories, the pious activities or punya karmas. There karma mukhi sukruti, there is also jnana mukhi sukruti and bhakti mukhi sukruti. So these pious activities, the ordinary pious activities cannot make us free from the reactions of sinful activities. But it is bhakti mukhi sukriti. That is bhakti not have to describe. Bhakati janani madhavati iti bhakati janani jatane palana kari. And like performing the different vratas, observing ekadasi, dvadasi, or different vratas, janmashtami, radhashtami, they are called madhavati iti. By performing this type of austerities, that is recommended, then you can nullify our the sinful deeds in previous lives. So it is mentioned that Prahlad Maharaj also performed some pious activity in his previous life. He was also performed Nrisinga Chaturdashi Vrata unknowingly, just somehow or other. So that's why Nanda Maharaj is thinking, we may have performed some austerities in previous life. Austerities we perform, then we perform austerity. He was performing austerities also this life, because Narada Muni visited to him and Narada Muni advised him to perform Dvadasi Vrata. As Gopala Champu was writing, Gopala, before Nanda Maharaj not performing austerities, but Narada Muni advised him to perform some austerities. Then he told, what type of austerity? I need a son. So, what type Narayana Sama Putra? I want a very qualified son, not just ordinary son. So then Narada Muni advised him to perform Dvadasi Vrata. Actually, he told that Nanda Maharaj was performing Dvadasi Vrata. Every Dvadasi. The process is also given in Padma Purana. Like Ekadasi Vrata, same process is also for Dvadasi Vrata. Sometimes we are also doing Mahadvadasi. In one day, Ekadasi and Dvadasi come, appear, then it is considered very auspicious. It is called Mahadvadasi. But when Dasami and Ekadasi in one day, then that is not followed. We should not follow that. But we follow when Dvadasi with Ekadasi or Ekadasi. So, in this way, Nanda Maharaj was thinking, I am because of our austerity, some pious activities. So, Prabhupada told, according to Vedic civilization, one should perform activities for the benefit of the public, such as constructing public road, planting trees in both sides. Like this, in this way, it will perform some pious activities. It is recommended that in a Gita, even Krishna told, even the great sages, great personalities, they did not give up these to perform pious activities or jagyas. Jagya dana tapa kriya pavanani muni sinaha. Even it purified the great sages. So that's why here is Nanda Maharaj is thinking, because of our pious activities, we got this son. Prabhupada is writing, one should also perform austerity to control one's desire, and one must simultaneously worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, this is the real pious. But what is pious? Real punya karma or pious activities means srunotam sokatha Krishna, Purnya Sravana Kirtana, Huti Antasthaya Vadrani, Vidhanati Srutam. Srutam Sokatha Krishna, by hearing about Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, Jananam Punya Karma, this is the Punya Karma. Srutam Sokatha Krishna, Purnya Sravana Kirtana, this is the Purnya Sravana Kirtana. Purnya, this is Purnya. Hearing about Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, that is real Purnya. So, somehow or other, by performing devotional activities, this bhakti in mukhi sukriti, then one can develop one's consciousness and he can progress in path of Krishna consciousness. So, in this way we see great devotee today appeared, is Shyamananda Prabhu, who in six Goswamis of Goswami, in the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they disappeared. Then, to preach this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that three different personalities specifically appeared, was Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottamadas Thakur and Srinivas Acharya. This is mentioned that Srinivas Acharya is specifically a Shaktyavesh incarnation of Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottamadas Thakur is an empowered incarnation by Nityananda, he is representing Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Acharya. Shyamananda Prabhu is representing Advaita. Shyamananda Prabhu was specifically preached in Orissa. Narottamadas Thakur in Bangladesh, West Bengal, and Srinivas Acharya also in West Bengal, and some parts in Manipur also he preached. So today is his appearance day. So Shyamananda Prabhu appeared in 1556 Sakabda, that means in Khristabda 1535, in Dhurenda Bahadurpur, near Kharagpur. There is this about 20 kilometers from Kharagpur, this village there. Later on they transferred their house to bank of Subarnarekha river. It's called Dandeshwar. So he was born and his father's name was Sri Krishna Mandal, and Durika Devi Dasi was his mother. This is a very pious family, and before Shyamananda Prabhu's appearance, many other sons and daughters were born and they died. So that's why the parents were calling him as Dukhi. Shyamananda Prabhu, from his childhood, he was known as, people calling him as Dukhi. So from very childhood he was always detached from the worldly affairs. He was not mixed up with other peoples, other childrens. He was always remain alone. He was always thinking about Krishna, always chanting Krishna's name. Seeing his nature like this, his father is also a devotee. They were in Kavar family, born in a Vaishya community in Kavar family. So his father asked Shyamananda, "Shyamananda, if you, I marked, you are always thinking something." Then Shyamananda disclosed his heart that, "I am thinking about the goal of life. Why I born and what is my the goal of life? And about the spiritual life." So his father advised him, "Then you must accept a spiritual master." So in this way, Shyamananda Prabhu, being associated with other saintly peoples, those were regularly coming to their house, because his father also inviting many saintly persons to his house every day for prasadam. So the sadhus, they suggested that actually in this age of Kali, to get a sadhu is very difficult. But still, we recently visited Bengal and we saw there is a sadhu, his name is Hrudaya Chaitanya, living in a bank of Ganges in Kalna, Ambika Kalna. And he is a disciple of Gauridas Pandit, considered as the Subala Sakha, incarnation of Subala Sakha in Krishna Lila. And that Hrudaya Chaitanya is a qualified Vaishnava. He is definitely become your guru. You can accept him, go and serve him, and if he agreed to accept you as a disciple, then your spiritual life will be successful. So anyhow, Shyamananda Prabhu, by getting permission from his father and mother, then in one night he just left his home and then he reached in Bengal. In evening time he reached in Kalna, and there is a, maybe most of you have seen that temple, there is Gaurnita deities worshipped by Gauridas Pandit. These deities were constructed, or they are carved in presence of Gaur and Nitai. Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu themselves was present there. And the carpenter who was carving the deity, he was just seeing directly Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and exactly it is told that if you have not seen Gaur Nitai 500 before, years before, then you just go to Kalna and see that deities in Gauridas Pandit's house. These deities are exactly like Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So, Gauridas Pandit, there are so many pastimes there, so I am not going through all these things. So, then evening time, Shyamananda Prabhu arrived there and it is dark. So he just chant Krishna's names and just take, no one was there. So he was just took rest outside the temple. And this, then in morning he took a broom and started sweeping the temple areas. Then when Hruday Chaitanya in the morning he got up, then he was seeing an unknown person. He's cleaning everything. Then he come to him and ask him, "Who are you?" And then he told me, "My name is Dukhi. I came from Dhurendra Bahani, from Dandeswar, from Odisha. Then, and I want to meet Hruday Chaitanya Prabhu. I want to accept him as my spiritual master." So he was Hruday Chaitanya, then introduced himself. He told, "Yes, I am Hruday Chaitanya. But first you go on serving this menial service for few days, then I will consider." So anyhow, you are serving many days and just serving the areas and cleaning the pots like this. Then finally Hruday Chaitanya accepted him, seeing his sincerity and his humbleness. He was so humble. Then he considered him as his disciple. And in one Gaur Purnima day he initiated him he gave his name Krishna Das. His name was before Dukhi, so now he become Dukhi Krishna Das. So then gradually he got the service of Gaur Nitai, the deity seva, deity seva, and cooking for deities, dressing the deities. Many years he was serving Gaur Nitai. By serving Gaur Nitai, generally one developed to see Radha Krishna's pastimes, Radha Krishna's pastime places also. So gradually he expressed his opinion, his desires to his Gurudev. His Gurudev also saw that he is always misminded. Then he, knowing his intense desire, internal desires, he sent him to Vrindavan. So he came to Vrindavan, Shyamananda Prabhu. Then Hruday Chaitanya already wrote a letter to Jiva Goswami. "This is my disciple, Shyamananda. I want you to take care of him and teaching him Bhagavatam." So Shyamananda was there before Narottamadas Thakur, Srinivas Acharya also there. So three of them, they were reading from Jiva Goswami Bhagavatam. So Jiva Goswami gave some service to Shyamananda Prabhu. He told, "Every day from morning hours you should take this broom and just clean all these areas of Sevakunj and Nidhivan areas. Every day you must, in the morning hour, just get up from your bed wash your face, then just go to broom these areas before you are taking bath. So that's why Shyamananda Prabhu was, he came to the Kalna, there also his first service you are doing this brooming the temple areas. Here also he came and got the same service. So he did the service more than 12 years, many years, every day, that was his seva. And one day, he was, night, he saw a dream that in Rasal, there is Rasal Lila pastimes, like today is Basantaras, and Radha and Krishna, so many gopis with Krishna, and they are dancing, they are performing their Rasal Lila pastimes. And in the end, he saw it is now night is and it is day will come. So the gopis, they left the Rasa Lila ground and they returned to their own, everyone's their own places. But he saw that when Radharani was returning, when he just left Rasa Mandal, that one Nupur, Uncle Bell from her left feet was fell down on the ground. And that is Shyamananda Prabhu was seeing in dream that fell down. Suddenly his dream was broken, then he woke up. We saw that it is already Brahma Murta, he has to go for sweeping. But remember, he saw that particular place where he has seen in dream, he went to that place. Now you can see that place here, Shyamananda Prabhu's Nupur Prapti Sthal. Just the Radha Samsundar temple you cross, then right hand side, there is a place. So, Nupur Prapti Sthal, the board is there. So anyhow, Shyamananda Prabhu, when brooming, they come to that spot, then he saw this Nupur. It was so shining. So he know it is whose Nupur because he has already seen in dream. She took the Nupur and he just tightening on his uttari, on his cloth. Then immediately one girl came. His name Nalitaji came, 13 or 14 years old. He told, "Oh brother, have you got something?" He told, "Yes, I got this uncle well, this Nupur." Then he told, "Oh, this is belongs to my Sakhi, please give me. I will give to my Sakhi." He told no, because he knows that it is Radharani's Nupur. Shyamananda told, "Call the person to whom it belongs this Nupur. I will, in my own hand, I want to put it in his own feet, in my own hand. I want to give her. I will not give you." But Lalita tried to convince so many ways, but Shyamananda told no. So finally, Radharani came. Lalita left and again he came with Radharani. Then Shyamananda was asking, "Oh, you are young girls. In night time, what you are doing here?" So Radharani became very angry, he is in leftist doing gopi. He must snatch the Nupur from the hand of Shyamananda. "You must know, this whole Vrindavan is my property. I am Vrindavaneswari. No need to know so much introduction." Shyamananda was fainted. He was crying, and he simply fell down and fainted. He was crying, "Radhe, Radhe." His complete become senseless. Then Lalita was telling over Radhe, "If you want to do some mercy, you have already doing this lila to show some mercy to your eternal associate. Shyamananda is not ordinary person. He is a Champaka Manjari. He is a Kanaka Manjari. Champaka Manjari was Narottama Das Thakur. So he is Kanaka Manjari, so he must give some mercy to her." So then Radharani became very pleased with Shyamananda And this Uncle Bill, this Nupur, was with Brajadust. Then Radharani took this Brajadust with Nupur, and just from the half of the middle of his nose, then he put it to upward. It became like a tilak. Nasardham kyasaparjantam madhi krupa bindu juktam tilakam syamamohanam, syamanandi tilak. Nasardha kyasaparjantam, but here is one krupa bindu. Radharani put this krupa bindu. And this tilak, we are feeling everything, but they don't feel like this. That is known as Syamanandi Tilak. So the Syamananda Prabhu is such a Vaishnava whose Tilak was made by Radharani herself. Then they disappeared. Then after finishing his service, Syamananda Prabhu went to Jiva Goswami. He told everything what happened. Then Jiva Goswami told, "You were so fortunate." He embraced him. He was also crying. He was crying, "You are so fortunate. You got direct mercy from Radharani and Lalita. Then who will call you as Dukhi? You are no more Dukhi. From today your name will be Syamananda, because Syama Radharani gave you pleasure. So your name will be Syamananda." So in this way, the Vrindavan, his name became famous as Syamananda, and his tilak also famous. It is different tilak, not like Gaudiya tilak. That's why a message went to Hriday Chaitanya, and he told, many people told him, your disciple became a Sahajiya in Vrindavan. Tilak is changed, name is changed. So Syamananda Prabhu, Hriday Chaitanya became very angry, and he wrote a letter to Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami called, "You practically come and test everything." So he came with a group of disciples here. Then they asked, there was a Ishtagoshti in a Sevakunj. Then they asked in front of many Vaishnavas, hundreds of them, told, "Syamananda, you tell truth. Where did you get this tilak? Why are you putting this type of tilak? And who told you, who gave your name Syamananda? How you get the name Syamananda?" So Syamananda Prabhu was thinking, what to do? He told, "Give me 2 minutes." Just he meditated. He was in Samadhi, just directly meditating Lalita. He saw in Radharani's side there Lalita and Visakha, they are serving. They are fanning to Radha. Radharani was sitting. Just he approached Lalita Devi. Lalita Devi told everything to Radharani. "You put this tilak in his hand, and now your disciple Hriday Chaitanya giving me problem. So he is, what to do now? You do something." Radharani told, "Don't worry, Subala Sakha, call Subala. Subala Sakha, this Gauridas Pandit is his Param Guru." So Radharani called Gauridas Pandit. Nisari, Subala Sakha, then Subala Sakha told to Syamananda, "Don't worry, just you tell, my name and tilak is given by my Param Guru, Gauridas Pandit. So if you want, not only your tilak, now I am writing in your heart, Syamananda, and tell your Guru to just take it away." So when the Syamananda woke up from Samadhi, then he told, "The Param Guru, Gauridas Pandit, gave me name and tilak." Still Hriday Chaitanya was thinking, okay, he took bring some water and some cloth, and then he tried to take it out, this tilak. Tilak and also the Syamananda, this name. But as many times he was cleaning, it is just shining more and more. So now Hriday Chaitanya could understand. He got the special mercy from Radharani. He fell down and begged forgiveness, but he was Guru. How you can do this? Then again they went for Brajamandal Parikrama and Syama with Hriday Chaitanya, different places, because mercy of Radharani. He got the Manjari Bhav, Shyamananda Prabhu. But his guru was in Sakya. Hudaya Chaitanya was in Sakya Bhav with Guridas Pandit. So when he's seeing the different pastime places, he started spontaneously. Shyamananda Prabhu was chanting songs, singing. In Khirchor Gopinath, there is Shyamananda Sampradaya, Vaishnava, Shyamananda Prabhu's disciples, they answered there, worshipping there. Shyamananda Prabhu also wrote many songs. The bhajans in Odisha specifically, Shyamanandi bhajan, Shyamananda type of playing Mridanga. Mridanga playing, we are following in Iskan or Gaudiya Sampradaya, the Goranhati, that is Narottam Das Thakur style. Then Manohar Sari, Manohar Sahi style of Srinivas Acharya. This is a little different from here in Manipur style, like in Manipur side, was this. And Orissa, Shyamanandi style, Shyamanandi Kirtan. This Mridanga is also, Mridanga playing and Kartal playing is different from, little different. So anyhow, so Shyamananda Prabhu, his guru was thinking it is Sahajya, he becomes Sahajya. Where did you get this bhav? Why are you singing these books, these songs in Manjari Bhav? Our guru Goridas Pandit, we gave the Sakya Bhav. Why, what is this? Then one day he could not tolerate it with his Uttari. He beat him, heavily. So, then he did not tell. In that night, Hruday Chaitanya saw a dream that he's in front of him, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is standing. And Mahaprabhu's Uttari was blood. It was sick with blood. He told Mahaprabhu, who did like this? What happened? He told, you did. How I did? Told, you do not know. Shyamananda is my pran. I am because of my mercy. He got this Madhurya Unnata Ujjala Rasa, that is, I came to broadcast everywhere. And now you beating him. When you beating Shyamananda, this is coming to me. He is not Sahajya. So in this way, Hruday Chaitanya again want to please the Vaishnavas. Then when Shyamananda heard this, then he told 12, that is Mahotsav, that is called the please the Vaishnavas. They do it every day, 24 hour kirtans, and so Mahotsav there. In Remuna they do it, Dvadasa Mahotsav. So, anyhow, in this way Shyamananda Prabhu, so many things, he did so many pastimes. The Khirchor Gopinath was actually installed again. There is a Kala Pahad, there is one ruler, in Muslim ruler, they destroy the temples, Odisha temple, and they come to Khirchor Gopinath, the pujaris, they took the deity and they hide them in a, there is market, in Sabji market, and there is one huge imlip tree, turmoil tree. They put there the deity with other Devi deities, some different. So long time people were throwing their sindurs, right? On they are also putting sindur on this deity. No one knows where is Gopinath has gone. Then when Shyamananda Prabhu came, then he saw that Gopinath is not in his place. He has fasted for long time, fasting, and he was crying, Gopinath, where are you? You have stolen the kheer pot for Madhavendra Puri. And how he will disappear like this is when he cried. Then in dream, he told again that I am here. I am waiting for you. You have to recover me. So again, Shyamananda Prabhu and Narasikananda Prabhu, they established the scripture of the temples. the other deities and also the present temples, they are constructed by them. So, so many, specifically in Orissa, the preaching work by Syamananda Prabhu and his principal disciple, Rasikananda also. So today is also Bansivadana Ananda Thakur's appearance. Bansivadana Thakur is, according to Gaur Bhadavadi's Deepika, it is incarnation of Krishna's flute. And his special role in a Jogapit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after taking sannyas, he left the home, then Vishnupriya and Sachimata, this Bansivadana Thakur was taking their care. He is the son of Madhav Das, born in Navadip, Kulia, Pahadi Ganj, he told. And it is said that when this Bansivadana Thakur was born, in that day, both Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaita Acharya, they were present in their home. Madhav Das, his father, Madhav Das, they are also present in that home. He is also a nice poet. He composed many poems about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, it is already time. Today is also Vasanta Ras. Krishna has two, apart from two Rasa dance, Sarat Purnima Rasa dance, that is in Vrindavan, Sriman Rasa Rasarambhi Bhangsi Vata Tadastita Karsan Venu Suner Gopi Gopinatha Siyastuna. Bhangsi Vata in Bank of Jamuna, that is in here in Vrindavan, in Sarat Ras. But this Basant Ras performed in Govardhan, in the feet of Govardhan, there is Chandra Sarovar. This Chandra Sarovar area, that is the place for Vasantaras, and that is Jayadev Goswami. He wrote about this Ras, Vasantaras, in his famous famous composition, in his lyric or his poem, Gita Govinda. Gita Govinda is famous. So Gita Govinda is description of the Krishna's Vasantaras, and that is in Govardhan. So, as we know, the famous description in Gita Govinda, that how in this one poem in Gita Govinda, one stanza was written by Krishna. Krishna wrote himself, and one line was directly sung by Krishna. He said, Gita Govinda, one line, that is, when Krishna, there is a separate, Radharani was become very angry and in sulky mood. She did not want to meet Krishna, then Krishna was just pacify Radharani. He touch the feet of Radharani. That famous verse, that is, Karagara Lakhandanam Mama Sirasi Mandanam Dehi Me Pada Pallava Mudaram. This line particularly written by Krishna. Krishna came one day in discourse of Jayadev. He came and he wrote this verse. Very story. And the another story, when Jayadev Goswami was just had a desire to give whole Gita Govinda in printing form. He will print it even in a cloth, then it will present to Jagannath. Then when he was printing, so one tailor was helping him. So in the middle of Maharas, when Krishna just left, leaving all other gopis, just taking Radharani herself and just left alone, at that past time came, he fainted. So then what to write? The tailor was remained silent, he was sitting. Then when he was unconscious, Jayadev was unconsciously falling, just sleeping in the ground, another man appeared, old man came. Tung, 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 with a just village instrument, some musical instrument, then he is singing. Right, he told, start right. Told how what to write. Right? Gita Govinda, you are writing wherever you left. I am singing. How you? No one knows Gita Govinda. Only Jayadev knows and his wife Padmavati knows. No one else. He told, I know. Well, don't worry. You are Jayadev, I am Krishnadev. I am just your elder brother.
Kansari tava sansara vasana bandha sunkhalam radha madhaya hridaye tatyaji praja sundarim.
This particular line, this is singing. Krishna sang, then the tailor painted. Then when Jayadev woke up, then he immediately this old man disappeared. Then this musical instrument just fell down in ground. He told, oh, who wrote this line? Who told you? Then he told, one old man came. He told, his name is Krishnadas. He's your elder brother. So anyhow, see, in this way, Gita Govinda is very, this is on Basanta Ras. So, and there is also Balaram Rasa Yatra. As we know, Balaram came here for 2 months, Madhu and Madhava, specifically March, April, or April, May, Chaitra Vaisakha. These 2 months he came here. He asked his kanya to, again and again, let's go to Vrindavan for some time and to see Nanda Yashoda and pacify the coward boys and gopis. But yes, yes, but Krishna never come. So finally Balaram decided himself to come. And he came here for 2 months. And then after pacifying in Yashoda, Nanda, all these things, then he met gopis. And then he performed 2 months every night. Jaya Rama Ghata Jaya Rohini Nandana. And so in Ramaghat area, that is the Balaram's last days. You can see it as, read it in Krishna book. Very detailed is description is there, Prabhupada is giving. So there in Ramaghat area, there is a Balaram's residents, but Balaram's gopis are different. Krishna's gopi, with whom Krishna was performing residence, these gopis have conjugal love with Krishna, but they have called Balaram as Dauji. They have friendship with Dauji. Balaram also, those gopis performing residence with Balaram, they also have conjugal love with Balaram and Sakya Bhava with Krishna. So in this way, today is Balaram's residence and how Jamuna came, all these things you can read from Krishna book. So time is over, so I stop here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any question or comment? Practically, Shyamananda, Shyam Jiva Goswami gave name, but Jiva Goswami should not be also blasphemed because he is also, he just, but finally Radharani told, you tell your guru that your param guru, Goridas Pandit told them, tell your guru I gave you all the name and also people.